Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show as we look ahead to the 2026 World Cup qualifiers taking place this week and next. And we also speak to Kosafa Executive Committee member Walter Nyamilandu Manda.
It is a crucial set of fixtures for our Southern African sides as they dream of a ticket to the finals in the USA, Mexico and Canada in 2 years' time. And we'll also hear from Banyana Banyana coach Desiree Ellis as they take on Senegal in a friendly fixture on Wednesday.
But first, let's speak to the chairperson of COSAFA's Technical and Development Committee, Walter Nyamilandu Manda, on the progress in coaching that has been made and is still needed in the region.
First question, I wanted to ask you, you've had a strong interest now in the technical and development side. What do you think COSAFA can do specifically to support the MAs in the region? Because COSAFA is not an organization with the financial resources of a FIFA or a CAF. What can COSAFA do to support the MAs in the region?
There are several things that we can do. We know that FIFA and CAF are offering the core training programs, you know, CAF A, CAF B, CAF C. We can come in to support on the specialized training courses like data analytics, like goalkeeping, like sports science, like psychology. You know, those things we can provide. Also, mentorship to our coaches. You know, we can have an office in COSAFA to support our technical directors and the coaches when they need support, when they're running out of ideas. So we're keen to embark on that. And the symposium that is currently taking place has unraveled this particular need.
And have you found there's a good appetite? I mean, sometimes member associations can be a little bit weary of advisors and outside experts, etc. Do you find there's a good appetite in the Southern African region for knowledge, information?
That's one area where we are lacking. Our technicians, our coaches are not good at research and development. But modern game has advanced. There's need for our coaches, even the technical directors, you know, to be up to speed with latest technology, you know, latest coaching methods, modern training programs, you know. Because you go to Europe, they're very advanced. The training regimes are very advanced. You come back home, it's 11v11. You know, not exciting training programs. So research and development is a key issue. Some areas where football is being played, there's no technology, there's no Android phone, for example, you know, and the coaches will just rely on what they have read in the book. So that's a big challenge that we have to face within Africa, particularly, you know, in the less developed country.
And do you feel that's solely because of a lack of resources, or do you think sometimes that coaches in the COSAFA region perhaps are not open to breaking from what they know, what they've been taught, you know, the old ways, as it were?
Well, there's an element to do with the coaches, but there's also an element to do with the leadership. Like, we're facing a leadership gap in the zone. Those that are running the clubs and football in the regions, in the zones, in the districts, they are the ones that determine the kind of talent we should have and how football should grow. They are the ones that most of them don't have a vision to run a professional club with systems and structures and good governance. And that's where it starts from, you know. But we might find coaches that are very good, that are capable, you know. For me, it boils down to literacy levels. There are very few that are capable. And most coaches come from players that have played at a high level, but they didn't go to school. And then for them to adapt with coaching is a challenge, because coaching is a science. You've got to go to school to become a very good coach. It's just as good as being a good teacher. You might be a good student, but doesn't guarantee that you become a good coach, that you become a good teacher. So we're struggling with the players that have not advanced very well. And for them to get CAF A or UEFA Pro license is very demanding. The research that they have to do, the amount of reading that they have to do, the work that they have to put in is huge. So we have a very small crop of highly qualified coaches.
In your opening remarks at the symposium, you lamented the lack of COSAFA teams at World Cup, specifically mentioned Angola as the last one to qualify properly. South Africa obviously hosted in 2010. Do you think if there is a quick, if the MAs move quickly to take on board a lot of these innovations in the modern game, that anomaly can be fixed rapidly, sooner rather than later?
Innovation, definitely, will give our MAs the added advantage. to be competitive in the game, to be able to know opposition, how he's playing, play, you know, according to their strengths, you know, and prepare thoroughly, you know, because that's where the game has gone, you know. So, but there's more that has to be done. You know, it's about the quality of players that we have in Africa that can make a difference on a bigger stage. And the quality that we've got is not good enough for the European market. So it tells you that, are we ready to compete at the World Cup or Africa Cup of Nations? The quality is not right. And also our tactical approach to games. As I said, the game is very scientific. You know, can we build a team that is compact? Can we build a team, you know, that is that can play football with high intensity from start to finish? That's where the margins start coming in, you know. So I think if we embrace the right tactical approach, there are teams that are ready with the right tactical approach, like Morocco, you say how they adapted very well at the World Cup. They're able to match the best teams in the world. South Africa demonstrated at the last Africa Cup of Nations within the region. Zambia has the capacity also to do that. So we just have to embrace the right tactical approach. I've seen that the moment a team embraces the right tactical approach and they're able to play as a unit, as a solid unit that is compact, they're able to withstand the pressure. But when we go and play a strong opposition, you know, and we drop our guard, we're facing a big giant, you know, we get hammered, you know. So I think we can take advantage of the expanded number of teams. It gives us a window, okay? So, okay, the expanded number of teams to the World Cup has increased. We can get one or two teams from COSAFA to qualify to the World Cup. There is that capacity. All I would like to see is a consistency in terms of qualification. It will come if our leagues are professional, okay? Most of the leagues are not professional yet, okay? And players are not earning good money. The clubs are not competitive because they are not professional. And that's where we need to work really hard.
Namibia recently played to a 1-1 draw with Lesotho in a training match ahead of their World Cup qualifier against Liberia in Soweto on Wednesday. We get the brief thoughts of Brave Warriors coach Colin Benjamin.
First, a good test where we could have those young players get a good run against a good international team. The way Lesotho could come out of play from the back, that was really impressive. It's something that we have to work on because it's also something that we want to get our opponents not to play as easy as that from the back. So I think going through the game, a good technical game from their side, we could hold one or two touches that we could, two chances that we could have in the first half. But we're going to learn from that. Like I said, it's a young team, it's a new team, and a good opponent that was also good organized. And it's for us now to see how do we unlock a good organized team. In the end, with a 1-1 draw, I think it was a fair share of spoils.
Lesotho have upcoming qualifiers against Zimbabwe and Rwanda, and coach Leslie Notsi shares his insight on the Namibia clash and the upcoming games.
I would like to thank the Namibian national team for giving us an opportunity to play with them in terms of preparations for the match that you've just mentioned. I think we were expecting a tough match, which truly it was. You know, they are a very good team, a lot of speed, you know, in terms of transitions, you know, physically they are there. So it was an opportunity for our boys now to adapt to playing like a team like Namibia. So I think there are a lot of good attributes that we took from this match. And also there is a lot of room in terms of improving, you know, coming towards this important matches that we're going to play. So all in all, I think it was a match that was played in good spirit and were very competitive. And we are satisfied with the performance of our boys.
South Africa coach Hugo Bruce is gearing up for a tough away clash in Nigeria on Friday and spoke about the upcoming challenges for his team.
Thank you. Good afternoon. First of all, some injury news. Sorry. First of all, we have Grant Kakana. Grant left the camp this morning, after the medical check of yesterday evening. So the doctor couldn't give us a guarantee that Grant should be ready for the game of Friday. Even worse, today and tomorrow, it was unable to train. Then we have the trip to Nigeria, and then on Thursday, you have the pre-match training. So he shouldn't be ready for Friday, and there was even a question mark for the game of Tuesday. Those are two important games, and therefore we decided to free Grant and to go home, and we replaced him with the given MC Mango from Kaiser Chiefs. Second problem, but there is no problem, is Kuliso Mudau. So everybody knows what happens in the final of Saturday. But after the medical check yesterday evening, doctor gave me the guarantee, and also the player, that is not that bad, and he will be ready also to train today and for the game of Friday. Third, little problems with Teboho Mokwena, Aubrey Modiva, Batusi, Obas, and Roman Williams. Nothing to worry about, but okay, the little problem is there, but it will give us no problem for the game of Friday. So the guys will train with us, Ronwen a little bit less because he has the shoulder, but for the rest, we don't make problems about that, but I have to mention it, that those four players have a little problem. It's amazing that from the six injured players we have, that there are six players of the same team, Sundowns. Sundowns had many injuries this season, and we know, everybody knows, one of the reasons is certainly the overloaded program. They played a lot of games, but what is interesting is that 75% of the injuries are groin and hamstring injuries. And I think there has to be something more than that. I hope that the medical staff of Sundowns can find the reason for that, because next season it will be exactly the same. They will have the same overloaded program. They will play PSL, they will play MTN, they will play Champions League. There is even a World Cup for the clubs at the end of the season. And I'm a little bit worried because in September, October, November, we have probably the qualifiers for AFCON. Imagine that the same situation is what it is today, and that I have to miss six players. Everybody knows that the basic of Bafana Bafana is Sundowns players. And again, it worries me a little bit that we could have a situation in September of having five, six players we can't select because of injuries. So again, I really hope that the medical staff can find the problem, because again, the same injuries are coming back even every time, groin and hamstring. And that cannot be only from overloaded programs. So it worries me a little bit. It's not a problem for now. But again, we have very important games in front of us. And I really hope that in September, October, or November, for those important games, that we don't have those problems. Let's go to Nigeria and Zimbabwe. Qualifiers for World Cup. Everybody knows that every one of us wants to go and wants to be qualified for the World Cup in 26. But we are in front of two very tough games. First of all, Nigeria, finalist AFCON. Players who are playing in the best competitions in Europe. At the other side, we saw also what we can do against them on AFCON. If we had a little bit luck on our side, we were in the final and not Nigeria. I think we were the best team in the semi-finals. We could have won that, so we don't have to be afraid. The other game against Zimbabwe is different. It's a game between neighbors. I think that Zimbabwe, after the ban of AFCON last year, they have another team with another coach. So from that side, it will be a tough game. But if you see our performances of the last, let's say, 6 months, AFCON, the game in Algeria, where we did a very good game. So we have to be confident and we have to believe in our chances. And I know that some people say, yes, but Algeria, you received 3 goals. From the 3 goals, there were 2 individual mistakes. So for me, those 3 goals we conceded are not so important. The most important thing for me was that we brought a very good performance against Algeria. A very good performance. So it has to give us confidence for us to achieve our goal. And our goal has to be at least 4 and 6. I don't want to lose any of those 2 games. I want to win one and I want to have a draw. That means 4 and 6, will stay in the race for qualifiers, for the World Cup. And that has to be our goal for the next two games.
South Africa's women play the second of two friendly matches away in Senegal on Wednesday, having been held to a 1-1 draw in the first game. Coach Desiree Ellis says they'll be better prepared this time round.
Look, I think we coped well with the weather in the first match, and playing at 5 p.m. You know, helped us. It's gotten a bit hotter since then, but I think being here a few days extra has really helped us. I think the weather might be similar, but I think, even though a lot of them are from Senegal, the Senegalese players, they also have to contend with playing in similar weather. I think playing on the continent in different climates, in different weathers, has helped us adapt better. And I think we adapted really well. There was a water break, and we're hoping there'll be water breaks again. And that also really helps when you're trying to get some tactical information across. Look, we need to be better on the ball. We worked a lot on being better in all areas. Our movement off the ball needs to be better. Our combination play, the goal that we scored was perfect. 1-2 touch football, that is what we're known for. That is what we're good at. We saw in the first game how physical they were, and if you hold on to the ball, you know. So we just reiterated again that to move the ball around quicker and to have more movement, because once we changed the formation slightly and had a bit more movement and had a bit more options, I think in the second half went much better. Unfortunately we conceded right at the end, and I think in those areas, especially in those critical phases, we need to be a little bit more concentrated. Even though I didn't think it was a foul in the first place, that got them the free kick, first of all, before the penalty situation. So in those areas we need to handle, especially final moments, we need to make sure that we're a little bit more concentrated and not play in areas where, you know, it can affect the game in the end. Look, you want to give everyone a run, but you also look at getting players ready. When you bring a new player in, some of them are not just able to step up, and you don't want to throw them in at the deep end and before the career started in the national team, you know, maybe have a bad game, and then you look back and you say you should have prepared them better. Training with a team, it's a lot different to training back home. So we look obviously the game situation will affect what we do and how we do it. You also want to win a match, but you also want to make sure that you give players an opportunity. But it starts at training. You know, you got to show me what you have at training, how you cope with the training, how you cope in the way we play, how you cope if you are defending. You got to show us all of those things, and we make sure that we get players ready for the next level. And maybe one or two of them won't play this time around, but you know, they're the ones for the future. We will consistently, you know, have a look at them. You also have the COSAFA Cup coming up, and that is where some of the players that might not get game time, the newer ones will probably be in that squad.
That's it for another episode of the COSAFA Show. We wish all of our teams the best of luck in the World Cup qualifiers.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.cosafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.